This is Mr. Candle speaking. It's a wonderful night, isn't it? I'm sitting here on your bedside table, glowing away, shedding all the warm glow of my light over your bedroom. And you're snuggled there in your bed, and Mommy and Daddy are sitting close by, and everything is just wonderful. But you got a problem. Not really a problem, but you got a new situation. Mommy died a while ago, and that was awful tough to have Mommy be gone because she was so wonderful. She was so wonderful. She did everything just right. She was so precious. And you never thought you'd ever have another Mommy again. But you know what? Your daddy is falling in love. Yes, your daddy is falling in love. Your daddy has found a lady who is very wonderful, who makes him feel very happy. And he makes her feel very happy. And every time she comes to the house, she's just full of love and bubbles, and she doesn't tell you what to do. She doesn't tell you how to live, how to act. She just always does nice things. You want to do what she does because she's such a lovely lady. You want to do what she does because she likes herself. And she likes us. She just likes us just the way we are. She doesn't say that we're naughty children because we're making so much noise. And she doesn't say that we're bad children because we don't put our clothes away and do different things like that. She just always says, you just are the nicest children. You make me feel so happy. Whenever I come over here, my heart just glows because I feel so good about you. Well, Daddy's falling in love. And Daddy wants to get married. And so Daddy says, okay, children, what do you think of that? And the children say, well, okay. Okay. You've had a lot of different lady friends, and this one is the nicest. This one is really nice. And so they get to know her. And as they get to know her, as you all get to know her, you start thinking to yourself, gee, she is a nice lady. She is wonderful. And Daddy gets married. And you now have a new Mommy. And the new Mommy sits there as I tell my stories to you around the candle flame each evening. And you're all saying to Mommy, hi, can I have this? Can I have that? Can I do this? Can I do that? And you forgot something. You forgot something. You forgot to say to your new Mommy, I love you. You forgot to say to your new Mommy, welcome to our family. You forgot to say to your new Mommy, you're so wonderful. I love you so much. You forgot to do that. And because you forgot to do that, there was a little unhappiness developing. And so Daddy said, you know, if you would show my wife, if you would show your new Mommy that you loved her now and then, it might make things a lot nicer. And so I noticed that you children started going to Mommy, and you started asking her things, just like you'd ask your real Mommy. And then you started going and sitting in her lap, and you started grabbing a hold of her and hugging her and telling her how much you loved her. And then all of a sudden, things changed. Not because they weren't that way, but because you started seeing them differently. Because you started loving your new Mommy. You never stopped loving your old Mommy. The first Mommy, your real Mommy, you never stopped loving her, even though she's in heaven. But you love your new Mommy, and you show her that you love her. And you make her feel welcome in the family. And as you make her feel welcome in the family, then everything works out so lovely. Papa feels happy, Mama feels happy, and everybody feels happy. But you see, these are things that we can do. These are things that you can do. These are things that make life very wonderful. But you know, when you forget, just like sometimes you used to forget to love your real Mommy, you know. And sometimes you were unhappy and you run into her and say, Mommy, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And Mommy would always say to you, what's the problem, sweetheart? And You never went to mommy and said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And mommy says, what's the problem, sweetheart? And of course, there's always understanding. But now that daddy has fallen in love and you have a new mommy, love this new mommy with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, and just watch the miracles take place. Just watch how much fun it's going to be. And be ready, because this new mommy is very athletic. She likes to go out and play tennis and take you along and show you how to play tennis. She likes to go on hikes in the mountains, in the hills, and she likes to go camping. And she likes to go swimming, and she likes to play. She likes to do all the things that we like to do, all the things that you children like to do. So give your new mommy a chance. Love her to pieces. And remember that as you love her, that love will come back multiplied 100 times, because she's loving you and it already is coming back 100 times for her. Hey, time's a wasting. Here comes that Mr. Sandman again. He's bringing that pixie dust to sprinkle on you and make you fall asleep so you have wonderful dreams all night long, dreaming of your new mommy and your daddy, dreaming of all the wonderful things you're going to do and the wonderful places you're going to go and the wonderful life that you have. So here he comes, dropping the pixie dust in your eyes. Now, reach out your arms to your new mommy and your daddy and give them both a snuggle hug that's just going to crush them to pieces with all your love. And say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Each one of you now. Come on. Each one of your children do that. Okay, okay, okay. Mommy and Daddy are kind of busy being hugged by all of you, but that's okay. Okay now, pull up the covers, slide underneath now, and it's time to go to sleep. So, yes, for you too, you 22-year-old, time to go to sleep. Yes, yes, it doesn't matter how old we are, or for us the 7-year-old, it doesn't matter how old we are, it's time to go to sleep. I'll see you tomorrow, and I'll have some more stories for you. Different stories, fun stories. This is Mr. Candle saying good night. I love you. I love you. I love you.